Good. I'm going to take some of this holy water right now real quick because they said I could before I get started. While I'm drinking this, I want to ask y'all a question. Do y'all know what peace is? Y'all have? Can y'all describe peace? Yeah, peace. What is peace to y'all? Anybody want to answer that out loud from the whole class? Peace? Wholeness. Wholeness. What is wholeness? What is peace? Right? See, not a lot of people know what that is. See, the Bible describes peace as there's peace in God, right? There's peace of mind, peace of cake. The spirit of Marty is here. But seriously, peace. We come to church for it. We leave church with it, but we can quickly lose it if we don't know how to hold it. Amen. Peace. The Bible says that the good Lord will bless us with peace that surpasses all understanding. Right? But what does that mean? I ask you. See, calmness. The traditional translation of peace is just tranquility, quiet. But I believe it to be more than that, than just quiet. It's got to be, because why would he bless us with it, right? Peace is something that it's in our heart. It's in our mind. My daughter, I have two daughters. One of my daughters is just, she seems to be a little resistant to the good Lord, it seems like. My other daughter, man, she's all about the Lord, because I am, so she kind of follows what I do. But the other one, she's more of, she depends on what she can feel, touch, and hold, and whatnot. And you know, I think we've all been there, you know. If we can't touch it or feel it, it's not there. So I was trying to purchase jewelry for her from, what's that place? Where they sell? James Avery, thank you very much. I wanted to place that on her. I wanted to adorn her with blessed jewelry. And they gave me peace knowing that, you know, I bought her a ring, actually. And, you know, nothing with a cross. You know, I wanted to keep it, you know, so she had like a dove or an owl or something like that. So I had peace that I bought that for her and she was wearing it. And but then I talked to my aunt and she was like, you know, Lionel, you don't need that. If you're saved, then they're saved. And that brought me peace, right? I was like, okay, like I don't have to worry about the jewelry. Even though I found peace in it, there was a bigger peace in knowing that if I'm saved, she's saved, right? And for me, knowing that my kids are safe brings me peace, right? Now, for some of us, we can be in a club, music just bumping, boom, 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 and have peace there, right? For some of us, maybe not all of us, right? Anyway. Peace. What is it? It's a blessing from God to have peace. Not everyone has it. You know, I go to work. I see lots of people I know, they wish they had my peace. And I wish I could break them off a piece. But you know, it just doesn't work that way. I can pour into them. I can minister to them. But it's small. It's minute. Unless you come to church, right? Peace. I've just been thinking about it. If you look it up, there's just so many translations. The Bible has it in there 459 times, peace. 459 times. It's a lot of peace. When we have it, it's important to keep it, right? And we can lose it real easily. And I'd like to have a demonstration of how to hold on to it. And if I could call on my man, my boy, my dog, the miracle child, Joshy Josh. Oh, yeah. Can I call him up here? My man, the refrigerator Perez. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. Woo! Yeah. PC Peace. You seen one of these before? I bet you have. In this house, you don't have fishermen, okay? You have ex-football players and cooks. That's why we're always referring to the word, you know, food. House of Manna is named after food. I don't know if you know that. So, peace. Josh, I want you to demonstrate. This is going to be your peace. This is your peace, right? Now, what is the stupidest, most opposite way you can hold the football on the football field, and you want to give your coach a heart attack? How are you going to hold the ball? Woo! Look at that. Pinky out. Bing! Okay. But can you do that? Can you just hold it out like that, like the way you're holding it? Like just, yeah, put that pinky out again. That's good. Now, let's just freeze this for a minute. Now, a lot of us can leave church with peace, right? Come to church, we get it, and we got it, and it's good, right? But it only takes going out the parking lot, because you could be waving, bye, see y'all later, good word, yeah, right? And then you get on the road, and someone just honk at you, beep, beep, jerk, what? Your mama. Well, what happened to the peace? You can lose it just like that if you don't hold it right. If you're not holding it right, you want to get it? Go ahead and get your peace. It's not easy to get it though, right? Once you lost it. Once you lost it, if somebody's in the way, getting your peace is not all that easy. You have to fight for it. You got to do what you can to get it back. Go ahead and pick up your piece. All right. You got your piece back. Okay. But it took a while. Now, you leave peace on Sunday. That was just Monday. What about you need your peace for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday? Especially Friday. Come Saturday, boy, my peace gets just like a little bit. I started shaking like, don't test me. I need church. I haven't had no church in a week. I can go off on you. Can be real fleshy. So now what's the proper way to hold the football? The proper way. You're going in for the, that's right. You see how it holds it close to the heart, the peace. You got to keep it close to you. So when somebody comes out to you like, why you give all your money in church? You know what I mean? That's stupid. Put your arm out like you're going to block. If I'm trying to get at his peace, right, and he's pushing me away, what is he saying? He's saying, no, it's not stupid to give your money in church, right? He's protecting it. He's keeping it close. So if I come at him again, he's protecting his peace, right? He's what he holds dear to his heart, he keeps close to his heart, and he protects it. Amen? Thank you, Josh. Yeah. Joshy Josh. Now, keeping your peace. Once you got it, you got to keep it. It's important. It's yours. It's a gift from God, right? But the enemy wants to take it right away. As soon as you leave this church, going to send somebody. Going to send somebody right at you. And everyone here has an assigned somebody that just, ooh. I know when I get to work, there's just somebody. If they talk to me, my peace just starts leaving. It just starts evaporating. But one of the things I learned when I went to live with my aunt, my aunt fed me the word. She showed me, I'm going to train you up how to be a Christian. And the bulk of what I was trained came from my aunt. She didn't leave a lot of room for Uncle Alan to talk. Okay? But this one time, my Uncle Alan told me something that's so profound, and this is what I want to share with you today. And it was just so powerful that even when I heard it, I didn't understand it right away. It took about a good couple of years before I started really getting to use this. And I'm going to share it with you. He told me that when somebody tells you something, like something foul, like Jesus is no good, well, you don't have to accept that. Now, see, I never understood what that meant. What do you mean you don't have to accept it? You don't have to. You heard it, but you don't have to accept it into your spirit. You don't have to believe it. It's just words. And just like the way Josh was pushing me off and keeping the football close, that's the way you got to keep your peace. You keep it close. And say, no, I don't accept that. I bind that. No, that's not right. That's not in the word. Somebody calls you a name. I'm not going to go through the list of names, but we've all been called names, right? Those names are there to get us to lose our peace. Lose our peace. You got a picture, you know, in soccer, you have the goalie, right? You got a picture, you got little goalies right here, little spiritual goalies, and they're trying to keep out the ball of people telling you things that aren't true. The Bible says we're wonderfully made. He didn't make mistakes. And even though, you know, some of us might, you know, have big ears and big noses and, you know, whatever, it's supposed to be that way. That's the way God made you. When he created you like that, he was like, this is the way I'm going to, oh, yeah, this is my child, and I'm going to make Lionel like with a big full head of hair. I'm going to give him some Chinese eyes. And, oh, I'm going to give him a big belly. And that's my Lionel. And just the same way you were created. No mistakes. But out there, they're quick to tell you what you're not good at, what you can't do, what you'll never be able to do. And those are all lies. And you got to protect your peace. Keep it close. Say, no. I'm wonderfully made. I'm not what you say I am. Mm-mm. And it's hard because you're not going to find you're surrounded by a lot of people that are for you. In fact, especially as a Christian, you'll find you got like, what, 2-3 people that are really down for you. Now, in this church, we're all down for each other, and that's cool. But we all have to go to work and be out there in that nasty world. And people will tell you some things. But you don't have to accept it. You don't have to accept it. Even though you heard it, even though it was said, you can just stop that at the gate and drop that. Nuh-uh. I don't accept that. Amen? As you saw, once you lose your peace, getting it back is tough. Really tough. Like I said, I made a joke about pulling out of the parking lot, but that's true. You know, I remember one time leaving this parking lot and just someone was like, come on, hurry up, let's make that light. Oh, man. Drive like an old man. Wow, we went to the same church. Didn't we just come from the house of manna? And it trained me that as soon as I leave here, you got to hold your peace close to you. And it's, you know, we come to church with empty cups all the time, and we come to have them filled. And you got to watch who you pour into, who you talk to, who you minister, because some people just want to take from you. They just want to, oh, Lionel, tell me about the word. That's good. Eat it all up. That's good. You got any more? Well, no, I only get a cup. drink. I don't even have any. Took out. So now you have to operate in dryness. And it's in that dryness, that's when the devil's going to come in. Right? Because see, when you come out of church, everything's good. Ooh, presence of the Lord. I'm feeling the animal. Right? It's good. But that's just on Sunday. Then come Monday. Oh, and the alarm goes off. Oh, I hate Mondays. But we need that peace to get us through the week. That's what gets us to today. See, I've been pretty good at holding my peace, man. But come Saturday, woo, boy, that devil, he likes to just mess with me on Saturday. He wants to just get all up in my business. And it's in that dry spot. And I know when I'm dry because, you know, somebody who, first of all, I'm not, you know, I'm not being my usual self. You know what I mean? I might walk in, you know, work quiet. What's wrong with Lionel, man? How come he ain't singing or doing something stupid like he normally do? Right? That's because I started losing my, and I'm holding it close. I only got a little bit left. You know what I mean? Like when your phone gets to about, what, 13%? And say, hey, man, can I use your phone? No, I need this. So I might get a phone call or something, you know? I don't want to miss out on that. I might miss out on some good, juicy guys. What are you talking about? But you don't have to accept it. Whatever's been said about you, you have that choice. Those little goalies right there, just keep that ball out. You know what I mean? You just got to. But you always got to be on guard. And I say goalies because there's always a chance somebody going to slip something in on you. Always a chance, man. And it'll come from a direction you don't expect it. You know what I mean? Some person that you think, you know, cause you're focused on this guy. Like, okay, I ain't gonna let this, I'm gonna stay away from this guy. And then this girl over here might just come at you just the right way with just the right poison. You know what I'm saying? And just tell you that one thing. You know, we all got that one person that just, they just talk to us. They just, they don't even got to say anything. You just see them. Oh, God. Lo, give me the strength to deal with this person. Oh, hey, how you doing? How you doing? You good? I'm good, too. All right. God bless you. It's important to keep it. It's important to keep it. You don't want to lose it. Peace. See, the enemy wants us to lose our peace because when we have peace, we sleep better. I know I do. Snore and drool. But if I'm worried about something, which if you don't know, when you worry, it's the opposite. When you meditate on the goodness of the Lord, that's one thing. And then the opposite of that is worry. Worrying about how needs are going to get met, how you're going to, you know, pay some bills, how you're going to be able to just feel better. Peace. Do we have a better understanding of what peace is now? Because I know I didn't. I thought peace was just one thing. Just quiet. Oh, man, I can't wait till that person leaves so I can just have the house all to myself and put the music up and walk around in my drawers. Yeah, that's peace. But peace to one person, okay, might not be the same peace to another, right? Because I know, I mean, I talk about my kids and how, you know, I want them to be safe and fed, you know. And but I know Joshy don't worry about his kids. At least I hope he don't. Okay. I'm just saying peace to me is not going to be the same peace to Josh. You know what I mean? He might find peace in a new pair of Nikes. Right? Like, ooh, look at these Nikes. Boy, I feel good. Huh? Peace. It says the Bible has, we walk in the shoes of peace. Right? Anybody know where to buy shoes of peace? No, I'm just kidding. It's important to hold on to your peace because it is a gift from God. It's why we come to church. It's why we fill our cups. And it's one of the things I look forward to. It's like, I need it. Right? Get you through that week. Weeks are tough. And weeks can be different from week to week. Some weeks are easier. Some weeks really try you. There's a movie called Pitch Black. It's not a spiritual movie, but it's actually an alien movie. And in this movie, the aliens, they're in the ground, and these people land on the planet, and the planet has like six suns, so there's like light everywhere. But there's a certain point of the day when all the suns, and it's like there's an eclipse, and then there's total darkness, and these aliens come out to feed, right, on anybody and everything, and even they even feed on themselves. But the only thing that will keep them away is the light. And if you have the light that, that keeps those, there's a scene in the movie where the guy takes some alcohol and he spits some fire with a lighter, and he's surrounded by all these aliens. And as soon as the light goes away, they munch on him. And it's a pretty cool movie. But what it showed me was that if we don't have the light, the darkness will overtake us. And that's, you know, even though that's Hollywood's fiction, that's spiritual truth. Amen? Peace. What is it to you? What peace are you looking for? And maybe you've never had peace like that before. Maybe you come from a home where they're fighting all the time. So you don't know what peace is. I once spent the night at a friend's house. He was a country boy named Billy Burns. Yeah, it's a country sounding name too. And he was my boy. This is middle school. And I remember we spent the night at his house, and we were just middle schoolers. And he got in a fight with his brother that night. And he was a big boy. And there was a lot of ruckus. And there was a lot of yelling. And there was things being knocked over. And I was just like... I was just standing while like, what is going on, boy? And they were fighting and just pushing. And here comes the dad. And first thing he tells Billy, he goes, why are you doing messing with your brother? And so there was no structure. I mean, he was just allowing it to happen, just thinking, well, you know, your brother's big. You shouldn't be messing with him and this, that, and the other. And the house was full of turmoil. And I didn't really know about peace then. I wasn't saved yet. But I always remember that. Because there's a lot of households like that. As soon as you get home, there's just yelling and cussing, and it's nasty. So how do you know peace? How are you supposed to recognize it if you've never seen it modeled in front of you? Right? Amen? I mean, I go to my when I moved in with my aunt, it was like a museum. Everything was clean. There was no stuff laying around. You didn't just like get a wrapper and put it there and like, I'll get it tomorrow. No, you leave that wrapper there. Everything was clean. And there was peace, though. There was peace. And when I saw that, I knew I wanted that for my home. I wanted peace in my home. And that's just that description of peace. You know what I'm saying? I described to you how I feel better when my kids are safe. My son is he started working and got a little skinny. You know what I mean? And I didn't like that because, you know, I wanted to see him, you know, a little plump, you know, because I know he's being fed. If I know he's, you know, a little plump, then I know he's being fed. But I see him working and he's working these hours and he's chasing that dollar. So it worried me. You know what I mean? So, you know, I took him out to eat, bought him the biggest plate of pasta and sent him home with to-go food. And there was peace in that, knowing that at least for that day, you know what I mean? He was rubbing his belly like, oh, Dad, that was good pasta. Thank you. And that was just my version. These are my versions that I'm giving you of peace. And the peace you have is a lot different than mine. But it's still important. And we need to keep it. You don't want to lose it. Because the enemy wants to take it. See, the enemy sees you with your peace when you walk out like, hi, I'm a Christian. This is my faith. And I'm going to hold it like this. And he just can't wait to knock it out of your hand. And you have to hold it close. And you have to toughen up. You don't have to be so tough that you have a hard exterior, but there is a certain firmness that you should have. Say that with me, firmness. Firmness. It's not hard. It's not impenetrable, but it's just a firmness. You make a firm stand, right? I believe in praying before I eat. I believe in tithing. I believe in just being good to people. I believe in not cussing. You know what I'm saying? Those things that you hold on to, that are important to you. They might not be important to somebody else. I know people, they just cuss and curse and just, it's just part of their language. And that's cool. That's them. And now that stuff kind of bothers me when I hear it. Before, I used to just be cursing along with them and it'd feel good. Boy, you know, you say them some of them words and be like, F this and blah, blah, blah. And yeah, yeah, yeah. But what I've come to realize is that it's not the language of the Lord. Jesus never cursed. You curse yourself. Now, every now and then, it won't slip on you. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean, that just happens. We're all natural. That just shows how human we are. Amen? And God's not going to condemn you for that, but he wants you to clean up your act. Don't let the enemy take your peace. Hold it firm. When I was young, me and my family drove to California in my sister's car, and it wasn't a very cool car. It was actually kind of an uncool car. And I remember it would go real slow, and we had a big old thing strapped to the top that held all our clothes, and there was three people and we just looked like the Beverly Hillbillies, right? And one of the things my dad, because people were honking at us to get out of the way. You know what I mean? We weren't driving fast enough. You know what I'm saying? And I was young at the time. I was a teenager. And one of the things my dad would do, if my dad's real funny, he goes, let's just wave. And anytime they honk, we just wave, right? And so people would be like, meh, meh. And you just see three Mexicans waving at you. Hey, what's up? Right? And we'd as it happened more, we would just accentuate it. We'd be like, hey, wait a minute, like that. And that taught me something. It taught me, like, you know what? Just because you coming at me ugly, I don't have to respond ugly. You know what I'm saying? I can just be like, hey, Lana, you a jerk. Oh, man, God bless you. Right? You don't have to tell them you're a jerk back. That's part of the choice. That's part of what Uncle Alan told me that I finally got. You don't have to accept what they're saying. You know what I'm saying? And I turn it around on people all the time. I walk into the bar. There's this one guy, he goes, Lionel, what's it like being the ugliest bartender in the world? And I'd be like, oh, man, it's lonely at the bottom. And he doesn't ask me, he don't ask me anymore because he doesn't like the fact that I don't get mad. Because that's what he wants. He wants me to get mad. You know what I'm saying? He wants to see me get, what do you mean, you ugly, your mom ugly. That's what he wants to hear. But I don't want to give him the satisfaction. And I don't want to lose my peace over something like that. You got to keep your peace. It's important. Because when you get home, see, peace is good. You don't always have to hold it close. You know when peace is good? When you get home. As soon as you look around, like, okay, ain't no fools. Now I'm home. I got my peace. Then you can hold it like this. And do your little football dance. Yeah, my end zone dance. In my peace, baby, in my peace. Amen? But when you're out in the world, keep it close. Keep it close. Sometimes I walk into the bar and first thing I want to do is like, hey, Lionel, what's going on, man? They just want to just ask me things. They just want to get all in my business. You know what I mean? And they've been just drinking all day. They don't have no peace. They think peace is in the bottom of that bottle. And I feel for them because I know I've been there trying to find peace. A lot of us have. And no peace at all. So keep it close to you. Keep it close. I love my peace. I never knew I loved it until like I just didn't have it, until it wasn't there. And for the longest time, when I first used to come to church, I'd come to church and I'd hold it like that. Somebody would knock it out and I'd go the rest of the week wondering what happened. I got to go to church on Wednesday just to refuel? No. I should be able to make it through a full week. There's no reason why you can't. Don't let people take it from you. You have that choice. The choice is all yours. There's this movie called The Hurricane. It's not another. I don't really watch a lot of spiritual movies. It's about a boxer that goes to jail. And this in a hurricane, this guy, he's in prison, right? He's accepted the fact that he's in prison, but he's got a free mindset. And this is what he does. Whenever they would put on the lights for everyone to go to bed, he'd put his lights and he would begin to read. So even though he was given only that much room to operate, okay, he found a way to have peace in his little world. In jail, he was free. Like, I didn't eat when they told me to eat. I ate when I wanted to eat. That's what he said. Whenever they would turn the lights, he would read. When everyone else would go to sleep, he would read. And he would make those choices. And that was profound to me, because sometimes out there in that world, you know what I mean, people would be like, all right, that's it. It's payday. Be happy. Well, you know what? I could be happy without a payday. You know what I mean? I don't need money. There's no peace in money. I know a lot of guys that are trying to find peace in money. They think if they had $1 million, boy, they had peace. Mm-hmm. So you get taxed on that $1 million. Amen? Yeah. Peace. When you leave here today, I hope you hold your peace close. I hope I've showed you how to protect your peace. How to keep your peace. How to hold on to it. How it's important. How it's different to others. I gave in demonstrations how it is for me. But I know it's different for you. And too many Christians are leaving church and losing their peace. And some of them don't even know it. Some just think, oh, you know, I feel good in church, but, you know, I talked to my mother-in-law and he's just gone. I don't know why. And they just leave it like that. They don't think to try and study on it or what can I do to hold it. I had to figure that out on my own. And that's why I'm here to share it with you. Amen. You can learn from my battles, because I find that the enemy comes at me real hard. Whenever I'm whistling zippity-doo-dah, 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 I'm in a good mood. The enemy wants to take that from me. The enemy wants to just knock that out of my hand. And I don't let him anymore. I go the whole week with peace. Amen? All right. I think I'm going to end it right there. But, good?